Good morning and welcome to In Depth. I'm Donna Budd, and I'm very stoked, joined in the studio this morning by three amazing people. We've got Roy Tuscany, who's the executive director and co-founder of the High Fives Foundation, also Grant and Shauna Corrigan. Grant is a High Fives athlete, also a speaker and an author, and his wife, also a speaker and motivational person. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you. Roy, can you tell us a little bit about the High Fives organization?
No worries. The foundation was formed in 2009 as a way for myself to pay it forward from my life-altering injury that I sustained in 2006. I was an aspiring pro skier, overshot a jump, and luckily I was surrounded by some amazing communities that raised a bunch of funds for me to help me through the recovery process. And I just couldn't say thank you enough to those people that did all that for me, so I thought that I should pay it forward and create a foundation that would do just what those did for me, and I could help others through the recovery process. So in 2009, launched High Fives, which supports the dreams of mountain action sports athletes through injury prevention awareness while providing resources and inspiration to those that suffer life-altering injuries.
Okay, and what about your injury? When did that occur?
I sustained my injury in 2006 at Mammoth Mountain. I went 130 feet on a 100-foot jump, so went a little bit extra, and came down, burst fractured my T12 vertebrae right into my spine. I was paralyzed, no motion, no feeling from the belly button down.
Mm-hmm. And your road to recovery must have been pretty long and rugged.
Yeah, you know, when I did it, there wasn't an organization like High Five, so I really didn't know who to talk to. And I also didn't know, like, what was the right advice. And not saying that High Fives always gives the, you know, the 100% you got to do it this way type of advice, but I was really clueless. And, you know, I think that's another thing that the foundation provides is kind of like a roadmap to those that suffer injuries. Because when I got hurt, it was, you know, really something new. And the people that I interacted with in my life, they were anywhere from someone that I thought was positive, that, you know, maybe the things they were doing were good, but I wasn't sure. And, you know, I didn't really have any role models to look after, you know. And now people like Grant, like, there's people now that are like, I'm on the Grant Corrigan plan. I'm like, oh God, good luck. You might think you're on the Grant Corrigan plan, but you've got a good chance of, you know, recovering, but I don't know if you can put the amount of effort that Grant Corrigan puts into his recovery.
Yeah. Well, and it's great to see you both walk in here today, which I imagine was uncertain when you had your injuries, correct?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I was originally told I would never walk again. Grant got the very similar diagnosis that I did. Mine kind of improved after some surgeries, and, you know, Grant's improved as he's put, as he says, 120% into everything that he does.
Mm-hmm. And how many athletes has the High Fives Foundation supported so far?
So it's 85 athletes from 20 states now, but we just had some July grant requests go through. I believe the number will be 89 or 90 after this next cycle that just gone through. We're about to give out just shy of $18,000 this month, and with that, that'll push us over $250,000 given out in 2015 so far. This year, effective January 1, we expanded our mission, updated our vision, and broadened our criteria for those that could sustain financial support from the foundation to mountain action sports. We wanted to call it Tahoe Sports, but our goal is to become nationally recognized, and someone in Massachusetts that gets hurt is like, I'm applying for Tahoe Sports. I don't know what that is. So we thought we should go with the term mountain action sports instead of Tahoe-based sports.
Right. Sounds good. And one of your athletes, one of your many, is Grant Corrigan, correct?
Yeah, he, surprisingly, I think he almost did it on purpose, but he's athlete number 5. I don't know how he pulled that off. We had an art exhibit this year at the Reno Tahoe Airport called The Power of High Five, and we finally went through and we numbered each athlete to figure out where in the line they fell for support from the foundation. And I just, when I saw Grant's name and then the number 5 by it, I was like, come on, really?
It makes sense.
Yeah, it really, really makes sense.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we have Grant Corrigan in the studio with us as well. Hi, Grant.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you with us, and your wife, Shauna, as well.
I'm staring, by the way.
Absolutely. Tell me how you got involved with the High Fives Foundation.
You know, I was March 5th, 2010, and I overshot a jump snowmobiling in the backcountry. We were filming a movie. We were out on a professional day, and as Roy did, I overshot my jump. I landed too hard. I burst fractured my first lumbar vertebrae, and I instantly sustained a spinal cord injury. And in that moment, began my journey of recovery instantly. And I remember going through the moments, those early moments of the helicopter whisking me out of the Sonora backcountry to landing at the top of Renown, going down that super fast elevator and the lights just shooting over my head as people with clipboards were poking their heads in. And then I remember they're cutting my clothes off, all my gear off in triage, and they're with scissors cutting the clothes off. And right after that moment, Shauna breaks her way through and gets to me. And here's my wife, my newlywed wife, who I'd married 4 months earlier, the queen of my universe, my dream girl, is there in this moment, and she scoops my face up. She holds my head by my face with both hands, right 8 inches eye to eye, and says, "We're gonna get through this. We're going to get through it together. We're going to get through it walking, running." And you know, that finger, she thumped me on the chest with the finger and she said, "Don't you change a single one of your goals." And yes, that's where this began. You know, the strength of a woman, the strength of a team. And on note of team, it was 2 months later when I was finally out of the hospital and into our living room. We still had a hospital bed in the living room, and the door knocks. Door swings open, Roy Tuscany walks in. He's got this kind of saunter going on, you know, which is either one of two scenarios, too many Coors Lights, or he's recovered from a spinal cord injury, which my eyebrows perk up, and he walks up and he says to me, "Grant, it's not going to be the same, but it is going to be amazing. Nice. I can promise you that. And nice. You work hard, you keep going, you see that goal, and life will be what you want it to be." And I thought, geez, this is a brother I can work with. And it has been brotherhood ever since. Roy, to me, is a hero. Roy, in the spinal cord injury realm, is a legend. And Roy is someone who selflessly has gone through a tremendous journey, a battle on his own. And as he's swinging the sword and battling, has always turned around to say, "How can I bring others with me to the place that I'm going?" And that's what the High Fives Foundation has been all about. Empowering athletes in their most challenging hour to not just live an incredible life, but to get back to the thing they love, the bliss that they have in this world, which is what we're here to do.
Makes sense. Shauna, how was your first encounter with Roy and the High Fives Foundation?
It was in that moment that Grant was talking about, and I'll never forget. And every time I think about it, it makes me emotional, because from the moment Grant got hurt, we had this vision. We knew that he would recover, but we didn't always know how. It was okay, but I know it's possible. I know it's possible. And when I opened the door, Roy was the proof that it is possible. As he walked into our house, you know, he walked in, I hugged him, and I think I burst into tears. And
actually, you first, you closed the door on me at first because you said, "Hold on, Grant's not done peeing yet."
That's true.
And then the story went from there, exactly as you're saying.
That's true. That is very true. Yeah, Roy's like, "Okay, sure. Okay,
you got to handle your priorities." Yeah, life comes down to a series of priorities.
Take care of business.
Yes, and from that point forward, not only was Roy that example of what we believed was possible in our hearts, he was that living proof. But he was there to, like Grant said, support and encourage in every way possible from this very selfless and giving way. And it's been a fantastic story and journey ever since then.
Right. And Grant, how long did it take before you could walk again?
So I began with no feeling or movement below the belly button. And the initial prognosis was that I would not be able to move my legs against gravity. And I began working Shauna, her background in exercise physiology and fitness physiology. I don't believe in coincidence at all, but my wife, before injury, even moments before injury, owns this 8,000 square foot facility in Reno named The Sanctuary, which is all about women's health and fitness. It combines spa and incredible wellness all together in this incredible, unbelievable space. And I break my back, and wait, what? My wife is this unbelievable trainer and body worker, and she began right away our journey with, "We're focusing every possible hour we can on your recovery." And I'll be honest, if you're going to get an 8-hour workout, when you add stretching and smoothies and deep breathing to kind of get through what's going on, that's a 14-hour day. So in the beginning, Shauna was working me all day long, 6, sometimes 7 days a week, with the help of many incredible people. We had so much help and humanity come out of the woodwork. And about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months up to a year after injury, I started to get flickers, and I called it the boogeyman, where I had spasms. And I'd work the boogeyman, where I'd put the headphones on, and I wouldn't be in control of these spasms that were flickering, but I would think that I was moving them and pulsing them to the beat of the music. And then after months of it, I had control of those spasms. And then it was through Shauna working the body, I was able to start moving those muscles. And it just builds and it builds. And life in that time, in all of life, it's about the summation of the small victories. It's not one day you're going to eat the special pill and bam, paralysis is over. It's going to be nanometer milestones infinitely and forever. And so you have to celebrate these little tiny moments as if they are the big moment. Because if you don't celebrate these things, then you can lose the stoke. And so Shauna was really good at that. Roy was really good at that, in empowering these celebrations. And so it was about 6 months after injury that I started to get control. And about a year later, mm-hmm. I worked my way out of the wheelchair to a walker, to a four-wheel walker with the brakes, you know, and the seat that I could whip around and sit in. Then I had crutches, and then forearm crutches, and now I'm walking in a set of canes. And I'm actually super excited. Oh, 2 weeks ago, I had the ultimate milestone for myself. The goal right now is to be able to walk with one cane. That's the goal. And then no canes. That's the goal. So the one cane thing, it's the simple stuff, things people take for granted, like being able to walk down the street holding my wife's hand. You know, being able to take a coffee cup from point A to point B in the house. Right now, I got to make it, set it on the ground, butt scoot it to where I want to go, put it up where I want, get up in the chair, and then by the time I sip it, it's cold, I got to go back. So two weeks ago, mm-hmm. I all of a sudden realized, I dropped my phone, I put a cane down, I walked backwards, I picked up the phone, and I, oh my God, Shauna, I can walk with one cane if I go backwards. And that's a metaphor for life. Nice. You always find these progress moments, these incredible epiphanies, this forward movement in the areas you never think to go. There were two elements, high fives being one, two elements that were really, really tremendous for us in those early times. It was Dr. James Lynch of Spine Nevada that said to me, I see what's going on here. You have tremendous insurance. I had the best insurance that money could buy. And what I wanted to do for recovery was I would have burned my whole, all the therapy that insurance would have paid for throughout the year, I would have burned in a week. So Spine Nevada said, if you're willing to do the work, we want to support you to be able to have this happen. And that's what the foundation has done. So the High Fives Foundation has come in above insurance and said, you find the areas of recovery that if you're willing to do the work, we'll empower you financially to be able to work with the best specialists in the world, with the best technology, the best people and groups. And that's what's so tremendous about the High Fives Foundation. Every single dollar that goes into this foundation goes directly toward a finite increase, a step forward in an athlete's recovery from life-altering injury. It's unbelievable.
Very cool. You are tuned into In Depth. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Donna Budd, and we have Roy Tuscany in the studio with us, the co-founder and executive director of the High Fives Foundation, also Grant and Shauna Corrigan. Grant is a High Fives athlete and also a speaker and an author, and Shauna as well. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's great to chat about things that are just so positive. Roy, how do athletes find you if they need your assistance?
You know, we have a lot of good affiliations. Grant spoke with Dr. Lynch from Spine Nevada. He refers a lot of people to us that meet our criteria. He also sits on our board of directors, acts as our medical director, and really provides a lot of guidance for the foundation in the decisions that we make on who we do and who we don't fund. We also have a big partnership with Craig Hospital based in Englewood, Colorado, which is one of the premier spinal cord facilities in the country. And then the other is we've become pretty popular within the winter sports, ski and snowboard. We have a lot of kind of brand ambassadors, you know, Julio Mancuso is one, for example, and other athletes that know about the brand that, you know, spread the word for us. So then other people through their fan base kind of found out the work that we do. And it's just an ever-growing process, but it's getting to the point now that we're approaching 100 athletes that we've supported. And like I said, you know, giving out $250,000 in 1 year. I mean, our first, if you combine our entire money that we raised in our first 2 years, we were still $100,000 short of just what we gave out this year. So in a very short period of time, we've increased very heavily in the amount of funding that we've been from our donors and fundraising events. But at the same time, we've increased every single year by 2% going out the door. And we're approaching with the ultimate goal of going to 80%, because that's a really large number to be able to give out and still operate as a foundation.
And what kind of support do you need most from the community?
You know, from the community is we really want to host fun fundraising events, and that's with the people. So more people come into our fundraising events, and you know, individual donations are always a great way to help or to get behind projects like the one that Grant's doing. We put together a crowdsourcing fundraising site behind it, and those are other ways to get involved, and you can learn about it and in can, you know, empower someone to do an amazing feat that if anyone says like, I can't do this, well, I'm pretty sure you can do this after watching what Grant's about to do.
Nice. And what is the website for more information?
It is highfivesfoundation.org.
Awesome. And Grant, what have you got going on?
Ooh, we got the good stuff coming. Yeah. We got the good stuff coming. You know, I think for me, I recognize that life comes down to experiences. It always comes down to experiences. And yes, I've had a broken back. I broke my back. I began with no feeling or movement. And so what? So what? Life is about challenge. Everybody's going to have difficulty. It's difficult to be alive. If you don't water a plant, it dies. So forget the challenge. Set that aside and focus on the experience that you want to have in this life. For me, I choose to recover from a challenge, something, let's say, as simple as a spinal cord injury, from doing the sports that I love. Before injury, I was a biker, a snowmobiler, a whitewater kayaker, a climber, a backpacker, a paraglider, a pilot. I loved these things. I lived for the zest of adventure and the incredible resource that we live in called Nevada, California, Lake Tahoe. Wow, we are in an adventurer's paradise right here. And so I have this hiccup in my life. I have this injury, and I choose to use the things that stoke me, that motivate, that fill me with bliss, to empower me to work harder in my therapy, to push through 8 hours a day of therapy, 6 days a week, to get that down to 7 to 5 to 4, to then all of a sudden now we've switched it to where I'm able to do a lot of my therapy outdoors. I started doing long distance canoeing and kayaking in Hawaii. I got the opportunity to do the Molokai World Championships, where I kayaked 32 miles from the Hawaiian island of Molokai to Oahu. And it was an unbelievable experience. And that birthed for me the idea of, well, let's take this journey full circle. Let's go full circle as a high fives athlete to bring it all the way around. I want to be able to move from being a grant recipient, where high fives came to me and said, we want to help you rise to the point that you can live the life you want to live. And the goal being that high fives has empowered me to get my wings strong enough to fly on my own. And I'm at that point right now, and I am grateful beyond. So I want to go full circle, being from a grant recipient to someone who can now raise funds and awareness for other athletes. Not for myself, but for other athletes who are newly injured and who potentially haven't been injured yet. And so I want to bring that story full circle by canoeing, paddling full circle around my home lake of Lake Tahoe. I grew up in Incline Village and thought about it as a kid, and I want to set a world record paddling around Lake Tahoe. We're going to do it at the end of the month. I've been training for 6 months for this, and set a world record paddling around Tahoe, make a full circle to bring the story full circle, to be able to raise funds and awareness for the incredible High Fives Foundation that I love so much.
Nice. Paddling around Lake Tahoe. What's the distance?
It's 72 miles in circumference. Mm-hmm. The rules are I can't be further than 1,000 feet from shore. So we'll have a chase boat with us that maps out the GPS location the whole time. And it's the current record is about 16 and a half hours. And my background's in engineering, as is Roy's. We both mechanical engineering. So I've got these spreadsheets that I've laid out and modeled basically my performance based on attenuation factors, calories, salt, everything, even down to weather. And the model shows that I should be under that 16 and a half mark. So nice. It's a lofty goal, to be honest with you. Physically, it's a lofty goal. I think every day there's different levels of taking on these Everests, if you'll call them. I mean, for me this morning, getting out of bed was an Everest. We trained hard yesterday, and come day for this expedition, the Everest will be paddling around Lake Tahoe. And I think that's what it's about, is honoring your body, honoring your mind, your spirit, and saying today, this is what I'll achieve. And it's going to not just be enough, it's going to be fulfilling.
And you're paddling around Lake Tahoe. Now, there is a window of time that you're thinking, maybe later this week?
So we've got July 29th as the estimated day. Now, safety involved, media involved, safety being the key here. We want to give a weather window to make sure I've got the right weather. And what I'll do, I'll be taking off from Carnelian Bay at Waterman's Landing, and it'll be in the evening. So I'm going to go clockwise around Tahoe. I should hit darkness by about the Hyatt Pier or the East Shore, Sand Harbor-ish. I plan to paddle through the night, sunrise in, say, Emerald Bay, and then West Shore all the way back to Carnelian Bay, ideally before the wind hits 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning.
Awesome. Will you post the update of your expected departure is,
you
so
know
that
I will.
In case folks want to come and cheer you on,
absolutely,
and watch you cruising around? We'll
follow us on social media. High Fives Foundation has, I'm going to let Roy drop into the High Fives links. I also have at Grant Corgan from my personal Instagram, my personal Twitter. Facebook, Sean is at Shauna Corgan. Our company, our group is Choose Positivity Now. So we'll post on all of these sites as well as all of these High Fives out.
Yeah, and then we have High Fives Foundation on Twitter and Instagram, and then Facebook as well. And our social media manager is going to be following this whole thing, so she'll be updating it as well. and Grant's going to do an Instagram takeover of the High Fives account for 48 hours during this time while he'll be paddling. Well, actually, Shauna will be, but it's going to be as if Grant had forearms, so he could be posting and paddling at the same time.
Octocore.
Yeah, exactly. But also, it needs to be known that Grant is setting 3 world records. It's not just 1 world record, but if he does one, he'll set all 3.
Wow. What are the 3?
So the 3 records would be fastest time around Lake Tahoe in a human-powered craft, fastest time around Lake Tahoe in a one-man outrigger canoe, and fastest time around Lake Tahoe human-powered for an individual recovering from spinal cord injury.
Nice. I'm sure you're going to make it. It's very exciting.
Thank you. From a universal level, it's an example, just an example of how I choose to live my life. But bigger than that, it's an example of we all have these expeditions available to us in our backyard. We have these opportunities to do these incredible things, raise funds for a cause that we love, to experience something that we maybe think is outside the realm of our own limitation. For me, I'm not totally 100% sure that 72 miles is physically doable with my bones and joints and skin and all of these things, but I know in my heart I've got that capacity to seek the adventure and chase it with my whole heart. And I hope others join me in this mission. I hope others join me by donating to the High Fives Foundation to raise funds for this cause by going to highfivesfoundation.org.
Awesome. We've got a few moments left on In Depth this morning. Shauna, is there anything we haven't yet had a chance to chat about that you'd like to mention?
You know, I think the biggest thing and one of the biggest things that why Grant's doing this is gratitude. And that is one of the things that we choose to guide our life in everything that we do. And if we can approach every single day with a level of gratitude. And early on when we'd have challenging moments, I would say, tell me 3 things you're grateful for. And it would start out you. And of course it's evolved over time. And he'd say you and our dog Obi. And then it was you and the High Fives Foundation. And we still do that every morning and every night. And so whether you are overcoming something like a spinal cord injury, or you are pursuing a goal like paddling around the lake to take your journey full circle, or you're like Grant said, just waking up in the morning, whatever it is, you maybe are celebrating. Just I think approaching every day with gratitude, and not only does that fill you up, but it allows you to share that love and light with the world and those around you. And that's why we're doing this, and we're inspired by Roy and the High Fives Foundation every single day to do that. One of the amazing resources that High Fives has created is a C.R. Johnson Healing Center, and there's amazing trainers in there, and we are continually working on developing even more programs that we can. In the Grant Corgan program.
Yeah, we should sell that.
Yeah, so
it's
we're
like Barry's boot camp. Yeah,
you know what? Cool. Shauna's talking about gratitude and looking back, you know, in those early days for me in this injury, you know, nobody plans on having a spinal cord injury. Nobody plans on life-altering injury, challenge in that way. Nobody's prepared for these things. You don't go in with an education. It happens to you, and with zero info, you move forward in the best way you can. And for the High Fives Foundation to be that safety net, to be this network, this group, to help not only navigate where you and your family need to go, but also have this community of support, is tremendous. And it's unbelievably worthy. And it's a cause that needs to be shared. For me, in those early challenging times with my wife, you know, we had so much help and so much empowerment. Yes, we were willing to do the work and to be empowered, to be able to work with best trainers and to be able to work with the right groups and the places that we wanted to go. This was unbelievably life enhancing after a life altering injury.
And what is your website?
It's choosepositivitynow.com.
And your book?
Is 2 Feet Back.
And when did you publish it?
The book was published about 2 years ago. And the idea, we hit the triple entendre on this one. So I'm working on getting my 2 feet back, because had I landed just 2 feet back, I went 2 feet too far on my snowmobile jump when I landed. Had I landed 2 feet back, I would be on a very different journey. And I'm clearly working on getting my 2 feet back, and I can't feel my 2 feet because of my back. So we hit the triple entendre.
I like it.
Very cool. And all that info available at choosepositivitynow.com. Awesome. And Roy, do you have any closing thoughts for us this morning?
I just think it's going to be a pretty amazing thing to see Grant complete this. We've supported a lot of athletes, as we've talked about, and it's now starting to, it's almost like, you know, when you're like, oh my God, I'm getting old or something. And it's like, it's that kind of feeling now with the foundation, where we are coming to that age where athletes are getting to that point where they have succumbed past their recovery. They're comfortable comfortable at their recovery of where they are, and they're still working forward for even more goals, but they're at that point where they're self-sustained and they want to now give back to the foundation that helps sustain them to move forward. And I think it's Grant is going to be the first of, I think, many athletes that are going to do forms of fundraising like this. And I think the story that we're going to be able to tell is something that's positive. And it's stories like this and projects that, you know, that Grant and ourselves at the foundation are doing that I think could really help humanity. I really, truly do. I think if people woke up in the morning and thought about Grant going around the lake and setting a world record instead of thinking about, you know, ISIS or whatever other topic we're trying to highlight in the news at this moment, I think we'd be okay. I think as a humanity as a whole, we'd forward a bit. So I think, you know, what we're producing and what Grant's doing is something that is absolutely, you know, could be world-being. As I say, try to create positive chaos instead of negative.
I like that. And Grant, you're an athlete, obviously, and an author, a speaker as well.
Yes.
Can folks contact you to come and speak with their organizations?
Absolutely. My agent, I'm hired by the American Program Bureau, so represented through them. And the agency does amazing things to put me all over the nation to connect with groups, peoples, conferences, organizations, mastermind groups, companies. And for me, it's the most fulfilling experience. It's unbelievable. My passion is to speak, to share what's in my heart, the perspectives that I've seen, the tools of how to optimize your life, live this unlimited lifestyle. I think it's so key. And when you watch people shed the weight of their own limitations and live their highest version, it is the greatest, most fulfilling, most amazing sensation. And so for me, speaking is a tremendous gift, and it's a tremendous pleasure, and I feel so grateful to have the opportunity. So yes, through the American Program Bureau.
Awesome. Well, you have a lot of passion. Thank you for sharing it with us this morning. Also, Shauna Grant and Shauna Corrigan, also Roy Tuscany from the High Fives Foundation. Thank you for bringing your positive energy into our studios. We really appreciate it.
Honored.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Truly grateful.
Thank you for sharing your love and light
with
us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for being one of those positive hosts. Thank you so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad. It's my pleasure. And good luck on your circumnavigation of Lake Tahoe later this week and breaking 3 world records. I know you're going to do it. You rock. Thank you again for being here this morning. The High Fives Foundation, Roy Tuscany, also Grant and Shauna Corrigan with Choose Positivity Now. Have a great day, and thanks again for being here.
Have a great day.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Honored to be here.
Awesome. Thank you, and thank you. I hope you're feeling positive after this morning's show as well. You're tuned into In Depth. I'm Donna Budd. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you again next Sunday morning. Aloha.